whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, my Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. Though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. Is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." Today we sing about serving a risen Savior because there is a tomb where he was, not where he is. So today we rejoice that we do not worship a dead hero, but a living Savior. Welcome to worship this morning, and we are glad that you've chosen to be in the house of the Lord. We're very glad to welcome Brother Jeremiah Malosa from South Africa to be with us, and also his young son, Bongs. Now, the last time I saw Bongs and DeLorean, they were outside somewhere, and I don't want to be like Mary and Joseph, who lost Jesus. Where are those two boys? Oh, thank you, Steve. I really was concerned because I can see those two boys adventuring way, way away. So, oh, good. Thank you very much. Let's worship the Lord together and let's bow for prayer before we go any further. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness and your grace, all made possible because of your tremendous love and giving us a living hope, because our Savior lives, and it's in his name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry,
From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I'll cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church longing for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait, we wait for you. We wait your coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait your coming soon. like a bride waiting for her groom. We'll be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing like a bride waiting for her groom. We'll be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Christ alone, born
is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love.
Father, we reflect on the words that we've just sung. That our hope is entirely built on what Jesus has done. His blood, His righteousness. Father, may that sink into our hearts. May we see indeed that He is our hope and our foundation. And we think, Father, of the great, great assurance that we can have when we stand before our Creator, that we will stand there in Christ, dressed in His righteousness alone. And what an overwhelming, almost impossible to believe thought that we'll stand faultless before the throne of Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, the righteous Judge of the universe. And because we have put our trust in Christ, we are standing faultless, because Jesus is the perfect Son in whom the Father is perfectly pleased. May each and every one of us in this room today find our refuge not in anything we've done, our own goodness, or feelings of failure that somehow our weakness would keep the blood of Christ from being effective. May all those doubts and lies be removed, and may we stand completely confident
in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. As I mentioned, and I remind you again, we're very, very, very pleased to have Brother Jeremiah Maloso with us from South Africa. And he'll be bringing our message this morning and sharing the work in South Africa, which it's been a privilege to support for years now. And good, Brother Jeremiah. I do apologize for this microphone, which I can tell is coming and going. It had two different microphones, and I think it's time to invest in a brand new one. I'm getting a little embarrassed. If you'll bear with me, I will speak loud enough that if this thing fails, I'll still be heard. Several things I want to make us aware of, and that is that this afternoon over at the Moors, we're going to have a family fellowship night, a cookout, and we've been talking about this for a few weeks, so we just encourage you to bring some food to grill, a dish to share, and this will go from 5 until 8 this evening, and you might want to bring your own lawn chair, and if you want to fish, bring your fishing pole, and it will be a really, really good time together. Also, there will be a baptism this afternoon, and so we invite you to come and just be a witness to the baptism, and there may be more than one, but we'll let the Lord lead in that. We'll try this one. Now, from the next thing on the announcements there is in this increasing awareness of safety and self-protection, conceal and carry is becoming a much, much more sought after thing to have. And so Vance Smith has made us aware that we can schedule a conceal and carry class in the very near future, but we need to know about how many folks would be interested in that. So there is a sign-up sheet on the back table for those who are interested. This class would be on a Saturday. It would take about 5 hours, and the cost you see there is $75 per person. So please take note of that, and if you are one who's been thinking about it and feel the need to do that, this would be a wonderful opportunity. Another item that you see is that our church has supported the Mercer County Resource Ministry financially for couple of years now, and that's a ministry that helps folks in the community with rent sometimes, utilities when they're really down and out. Well, one of the ways that's handled, I don't want to take a long time, but we have one of the best coordinated outreaches here in the county between churches, civic organizations, bluegrass community action, and so forth. All of them cooperate together, and those from the churches who are in the resource ministry take turns a month or 2 months out of the year and work with folks who need help. It gives you an opportunity to see if they have a genuine need. There's a database to see if there are people who use the system, and also it gives you an opportunity to meet with and pray with folks who might have spiritual needs as well as material needs. For the month of July, since our church has not been actively in that part of it, I volunteered to work with St. Andrew's Catholic Church, who has the month of July, and to be mentored in how this works. And I have a pretty good grasp of that, but I'd love to have one or two volunteers, and I can tell you exactly what this involves. Probably about 20 calls a month come from folks who are seeking help. Those folks are then directed to the folks who are volunteering for that week. And you can arrange an appointment or a meeting place with those folks. You can sit down, and there are guidelines to go over, and you can help them and point them in the direction where there is help, either from the Ministerial Association or other agencies. It is a wonderful ministry, and it would probably appeal to some folks who have a heart in that direction, please talk to me if that is something you would be interested in doing. You can kind of volunteer on the days to be available that you would have to be available. Calls usually come between 9 and 5 during the day. So I will talk with you more about that if you would be interested. I'd love to get started with some folks this very coming week. I've not talked a whole lot about this, and maybe you all did last Sunday while I was away. The items that Adina is wanting to collect for Mexico, it's there. And Gail, have any of those come in that you know of? They're coming in. So you can give those to Gail, and Adina had informed me that the 15th of the month would be kind of the deadline for getting those things in. And any of those items on the back, I mean, they're all types, all sizes, as it's well pointed out. So please give attention to that. If you have questions, Gail would be very able to answer them for you. The 15th also is our Sunday at the Willows, and then the 29th, His Heart will be here in concert, and we'll have our potluck dinner. The last thing I want to mention is that since Jeremiah is our guest today, in addition to our box in the back for your tithes and offerings, there is a basket next to that for any gift you would like to designate to Brother Jeremiah. You can make those to the church, and we will handle that. You just put in a memo for Brother Jeremiah or orphanage or whatever you want it to go for, but you can make it to the church, and we will designate that and distribute that in the proper way. Next Sunday, we did not get this in the bulletin, next Sunday night, because July 1st is on a Sunday, is our elders and deacons meeting. And so that would be at 6 o'clock next Sunday evening. If that's too quick, if we need to maybe postpone that a week, did I have a couple of folks who are going definitely be out of town? Two of our leaders. If it's in agreement, let's postpone that till the 15th, where we can all be present. Can I get a nod from a yes or no from the elders and deacons? All right, sounds good. We'll postpone that to the 15th. What do you have to share this morning? Now I'm going to hold this mic because I got a grip on it now. I got the touch.
Regarding the potluck on the 29th, there is a sign-up sheet on the back table. With the instructions, we'll be having beef brisket. I was able to get the meat. Gracious thanks to my sister and brother-in-law who brought it from Texas for us. So I've had several requests for the beef brisket. So things that will go with that, and the list is on the table. If you have any questions, feel free to call me.
All right, we have a few weeks for that, but that's the menu. Anybody else? Let me get over here to Vance, because I know there's a new class beginning on Sunday mornings. We need to know when.
I've got a copy of the study guide if anybody wants to look it over. But Kay and I were thinking that most people like to take a respite during the summer. It might be better to start this in September. We've only got two people, I think, signed up on the list back there. So I think some others would join us if it's not during the summer. So if you want to talk to us about that right after the service, and want to look at this, and we'll see how many books we can order, and if it's okay to start in September.
Sounds very good. Thank you, Vance. Anyone else?
Yes, just a matter of housekeeping, and I meant to tell Terry about it, but I didn't get a chance because he handles things. He has a way of putting things much nicer. I came in to get my cell phone an hour after church was over Sunday, and the lights were on, that door was unlocked, the downstairs lights were on. And I think what happened is whoever had locked up things and left, which is okay, but the people that were visiting just assumed someone was going to come in behind them and turn off the lights. So if you look around and you're the only one there, you know, in the room, please turn off the lights as you go out. And then if there's a door unlocked and you don't have a key, call me. I'm right across the road. I'll come and lock it up. And, of course, the alarm wouldn't set. So we just need to try to do better on that.
Very well said, Rock.
I'd just like to say thanks to everyone for praying, especially for my family at this time. in the passing of my father-in-law, my wife's dad, and my children's grandpa. We haven't made arrangements yet because her brother's coming in from Australia, and he was in Shanghai and then back to Australia to get his family and then to here, and they're supposed to be leaving today to come here. So at this point, we're looking at doing a memorial service at Centenary United Methodist in Danville and doing a funeral in Williamsburg all in the same day, which will probably be Saturday, depending on the arrangements and everything, whatever that we can do and whatever arrangements we can make. But prayers are greatly appreciated. I promise you we have felt your prayers. Thank you so much.
Thanks, George. Seems like it'd be a good time for us to just bow together or look up to heaven together. And if there are prayers on your heart, either silent or aloud, please feel free and use this opportunity to give thanks to the Lord and to seek from Him what we need. Father, thank you that you are there to hear our prayers for those we love who are sick. But more than just to hear our prayers, to move according to your will in power and healing. We thank you for that. We pray for those who are grieving. We ask you, Father, to be a comfort by your Spirit to them. And Father, it was impressed on my heart this week how you are the reliever of stress. There's so many things that we sometimes look at with dread or say it's too overwhelming or how's it ever going to work out. In the little things and in the big things, you have a plan and a purpose for your people. And your word said that those are plans for good and not for evil. So Father, help us to do more than just quote your word. Help us, Father, to incorporate it. And when we fail to do so, may we be quick to confess that sometimes our faith is just a little too weak, that sometimes we want to hold on to too much control rather than to trust you completely. Your word says to trust you, that you're trustworthy. The hymn writer said, trust and obey. Well, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So, Father, increase our trust level. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I think we have some birthdays coming up. Adina on July the 4th. And she'll be with us in a few weeks. So we wish her a happy birthday today. And then Karen Baker's granddaughter, Brianna, on Friday the 6th. And then Saturday the 7th, Barbara Doak. Happy 7th of July birthday, Barbara. I guess my birthday is, of course, July the 8th, so that makes you however much older than me. I don't know, since yours comes first, right? Happy birthday, Barbara. And is that it? All right. Well, we want to dismiss our children to Children's Church, if I haven't forgotten anything this morning. And we'll do that at this time, as ask the worship team to come back and we'll share a little more time in worship, and then Brother Jeremiah will be sharing his message and his work with us here this morning.
Stand with me as we sing, please.
I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Tell the wondrous story, how my lost He stayed to save. In His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer, with His blood purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, His triumphant power I'll tell. Sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and His heavenly love for me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with Him to be. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer, with His blood purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free.
Thank you,
faith can move the mountains. Let the mountains move. We come with expectation, waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you loved us from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high. And it's you,
yes, it's you.
We adore, singing Alleluia. the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name. It is the name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. Powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. Powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Praise you, God.
Oh God, we are so thankful that death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. Lord, you have no rival and no equal. We proclaim that you are God, you are King, you are our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, thank you.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.